AM Sports Report brought to you by Buffalo Peak Golf Course. Go out there and see Dana. The weather's starting to get nice. He's done a great job. 18-hole links-style course out past Union. Take a left, go up the mountain, and check it out, man. The pro shop's cool. He's got hit that pro shop from the first time I went into it to now. It's just a completely different world in there. Go out there and see Dana and his team. Buffalo Peak, meet at the peak. EOU softball, man, they had an awesome weekend. So they come into the weekend ranked number 19 or ranked number 15. They're taking on the number one team in their conference, the undefeated Yotes of College of Idaho. Now, yeah, the Yotes are undefeated. They hadn't played anybody yet. And I say anybody, I mean any of the big three, Southern, OIT, and EOU. This was their first test of the year, and the Mounties, man, the Yotes did not pass the test. Saturday in the first game, Kaylee Hoskins threw 10 shutout innings in an extra inning thriller. Haley Tyree had the game-winning hit in the bottom of the 10th. It was a walk-off. And then in the second game, we were down 2-0 in the fourth when rain suspended that game. We picked it up on Sunday, and Kylie Parsons is on the mound for the Mounties again. And the Mounties scratched together four wins and run her record to 12-0 on the season. And wow. And win game two. She starts game three and pitches the first four innings, shutout ball. Kaylee Hoskins comes in, finishes it off. EOU shuts out the Yotes in game three for the three-game sweep for conference. And Parsons got her 13th win. And here's the crazy thing. We keep winning pitcher of the week. We didn't win it this week because they can't give it to us every week. They should have. I mean, right. Kaylee should have got it again. She pitched 13 innings of shutout ball again.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Against the number 19 team in the country and the number one team in the conference.
Yeah.
And so, that was just an awesome weekend. It was fun to see the excitement, the electricity. This team's got a lot of momentum going right now. They've won 10 games in a row. We'll talk about their schedule coming up. There was another cool thing. Our own LeGrand Tiger, Grace Neer, was in the game for the Yotes. She came in and pitched an inning, and it was really fun to see her. You know, it's always awesome to see kids that, you know, I covered while they were here at LeGrand, and I've taken lots of pictures of her, and for her to come back, you know, and it, I mean, I'd much rather she was in the gold and blue than the purple, but you know, she's having a good time there at C of I, and they're a good team, and it was a fun weekend for softball. EOU baseball lost 3-4 to Corbin this weekend. Two of the three losses, though, were one-run games, including a bottom of the 11th loss to Corbin. The bases were loaded. I saw the video. One out, the Corbin hitter's up, and he kind of check swings, and the ball goes down the first baseline, and they think it's foul. They grab it, run scores, game's over. And so EOU drops 3-4. They host OIT this weekend for Ford Optimist right down here, you know, and that should be a good series. I mean, OIT's good. Hopefully we can scratch together a couple wins there. They still won five times as many games as they won last year. So it's I'd say it's a successful season so far for EOU baseball. EOU track and field had a good weekend at the Whitworth Peace Meet. Scotland Hill finished fourth in the 400 hurdles for the women, and the 4x100 relay team ran a 4.85 for the ladies, which is good enough for third place at this meet. And then Osman, his name's so cool you got to say it twice, became the third Mountie ever to run a sub 49 second 400, and that's a pretty good achievement for him. Hunter Nichols and Justin Ash both hit an A standard in the 3,000 meter steeplechase, which is cool. A standard means that's an automatic qualifier for nationals. That's what you're pushing for, you know. In outdoor track, you can qualify through the conference meet, not an indoor, I believe. And then you can also qualify by hitting standards. Bryson Spears got third in the 400 hurdles and hit an A standard as well. Here's a look at the sports schedule for EOU this week, courtesy of EOU Athletics, and you'll get to see where softball, baseball, and track and field are. LHS Wrestling had 6 girls placed this weekend at the Reno Worlds Tournament. Congratulations to all of them, man. That's awesome. The Reno Worlds is no joke. Paige Allen got 2nd. Aubrey Pinther got 3rd. Christian Azure got 4th. Maddie Armstrong got 4th. Riley Robinson got 5th. And Lindy Isaacson got 5th. Lindy Isaacson's our state champion, our first state champion at LeGrand for girls. LHS Baseball dropped both ends of a non-league double dip to Philomath on Saturday, 4-6 and 3-7. They play at 3 p.m. in Walla Walla today. They are currently 3-5 and 1-1 in the GOL. And LHS Softball ran their record to a perfect 8-0 with a 21-0 route. And I was talking to one of the players' sister this weekend at EOU Softball. And we got to get better games. The softball team's got to play better teams, in my eyes. It's doing us no good to beat teams 21-0.
Yeah.
And so it's like they got to find better non-league games than, you know, spending a weekend. They had fun. They got to go to the Oregon State game. They got to watch one of their old teammates play at Oregon State. But that you go to a team and you beat them 21-0, it does nothing for either team.
Right.
It's just, you know, I'd like to see them play some tougher competition. Maybe play up, play some of these 5A teams. Maybe try to get some games with, like, Dallas. That's 2 times in a row. Anyways, the Tigers hit 4 home runs. Maddie Sievert had one. Benny, you want to put that picture up? Okay. Maddie Sievert hit one. Kalen Harnack each had a home run. And Carly Strand had 2 home runs. And that's the other thing I've been talking about. Like, I think they need to move the fences back in softball. There's just too many home runs. Mm. If you look at, like, the college level, especially like NCAA, usually the leading home run person is like a home run a game. That's too many. Mm. You know what I mean? In baseball, you're looking at like 25 home runs in 50 games, 60 mm-hmm. games. That's about. But, man, when we're going somewhere and hitting 4 home runs, and, you know, like, I think this team's already hit over 20 home runs. Hmm. And it's just, I understand what the problem is. It would cost too much money to move the fences back in every single high school and college
right.
stadium.
Yeah.
But just with the advancements of bats, the bigger, faster, stronger, like, it shows. I mean, there's a lot of home runs. Last thing, LHS Wrestling is having their auction and steak dinner, which is going to happen on April 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. It's really cool. The tickets are $30 a person, $50 a couple, $80 a family. You can contact me here at EO Live if you need a ticket. This thing, they raise a ton of money for the wrestling team, and at the end, if there's meat left over, which there is every year, mm-hmm. you get for $20, they let you fill up a plate. Like, you pay an extra $20, and they let you fill up a plate. And a couple years ago, I had a plate of tri-tip that was like, it was like 5 days worth of, that's all I ate for 5 days. It was awesome. It was really cool. AM Sports Report brought to you by Buffalo Peak. Meet me at the Peak.